I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
There's a police officer in New York City who has grown up playing video games. And the fact that he's a gamer is being credited with how he was able to help save the life of a teenager. The story on this one now from WPIX-TV.
A New York City cop uses his training and gaming skills to find a missing Manhattan boy.
I saw the app, and I realized that if he has this on his phone as well, then there's a chance that I could get through to him this way.
Officer Gary Strebel, who's been working with the NYPD for 3 years, says his social media skills kicked in Saturday night while responding to a missing kid call at a family's home on the Upper East Side.
We looked around to see if there was anything that might help us, and I noticed that his computer was open with an app that I recognize.
The app, Discord, allows users to communicate with others while playing online games. Officer Strebel uses the app.
I've been playing video games since I was a little kid.
He was able to connect with the missing 15-year-old right away once he logged on.
I don't know exactly if he's going to come home or not, so it's kind of a little grace period where you don't know what's going to happen. You're kind of just hoping.
Police say he told Officer Strebel he was at a nearby Shake Shack.
Asked him.
That's where you'd find me.
Come home. I told him I'm at his apartment with his parents. And we're just worried about him. I let him know that I'm just a normal guy. I play games just like him.
The family eagerly waited to see if their little boy was going to come back home. And after about an hour,
he came home. It's always great when you get these kinds of jobs, especially when it's involving a child, when they do come home. I was able to do it with something that isn't something we're exactly trained on.
Officer Strebel, who's now being called the gamer cop, says he never thought his off-duty hobby would help him save a life.
I was very happy that he came home. I was ecstatic that it actually worked and that he believed me to come.
You know what's crazy? So he had a phone.
Yeah.
He had a phone. I have a phone.
Yes.
My kid has a phone.
No, your kid's not going to answer your call.
So that's just it? He was intentionally then not... Like, he wasn't lost. He was just intentionally
ran away.
Answering
because
he was trying to get that Shake Shack.
Like, listen, I will go live at Shake Shack.
that is
fine.
He'll start a new Shake Shack life.
I'll get on Discord. I'll play my video games.
So that's why he was like, you don't sound like a cop. Did you see
the message?
You don't seem like a cop to me.
he's got a little bastard kind of.
Yes.
I'm pretty skeptical. You're no police officer.
Like, honestly, if my kid, who I've given a phone to, does not respond to me, oh my God. I mean, like, his PlayStation would be, he'd find it in the bathtub.
Of course, but he ran away, so he's not going to respond to you. And he's suspicious of everyone who's messaging him.
Can I see your badge and rank, please?
It's different when you ran away, Chuck, and no one knew. No one even realized.
Yeah, exactly. There was no cop trying to. I didn't have a phone.
That's so sad.
You know what I mean? No, they just thought I was. Well, that speaks. It speaks to how much my dad cared. One less mouth to feed.
Chuck's been dead for 2 years.
No one knew.
I don't give it. It was like me and two other people were like. No one cared about any of us.
He waited and waited.
That was the 80s.
No one ever came in.
Someone will come for us, I'm sure. No, it wasn't that. It was like, they're just there sitting around. They're crying their eyes out. Where is he? Where did he go? Why in the world did he leave us? He's probably going to make something of himself now. We'll never hear from
name again. Change his name. Never come back.
I strolled in at about 9:45. They're like, oh, hey, Charlie. Guess I just didn't quite wait long enough.
No,
I guess you should probably. I guess yeah, I could wait overnight or something.
Or
like
you
I
would never
know.
Do that if you didn't want to be uncomfortable.
It's just wild because, like, so my son, he's playing like basketball at one of his friends' houses, and you know it starts to get dark out, and then I got someone just pacing around the house, and like, I was like, it's dark, the lights are pacing. I'm like, he's fine. You know, but like, I guess we care about him.
Yeah, yes, yeah you our do. Our parents, they were in a different world. They had their own stuff going on.
I was literally just talking to someone about how different it is now where parents are afraid to let their kid, who's like a decent age, ride their bike like a mile. They would never let him do it.
That's crazy to me.
They would never let him do it. And when I was young, I would just be like, I'm going over to Matt's house. I'm going to take my bike. Yeah. We were gone forever.
Oh, us too.
We were miles away on our bikes.
Yeah.
You know, on dirt paths and in the middle of forests and all sorts of stuff. No one cared.
My parents never even asked me where I was most of the time.
No.
Like,
yeah.
You'd say you're going
they
out.
Didn't
like,
care.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
But when you got back, you didn't have to, you know, give them a full report of your day.
No.
There, so he's here.
Yeah, no, now cared. It's like you've got to find out whether, like, who their parents are. Is their house? Is their house clean? Are they a disaster? You know what I mean? There's all these different.
I think it's because of the fact that all these perv stories are out there, right? Like people freak.
Yeah,
out.
But there was. I'm convinced there was just as many pervs.
We just hear about them more now. There's more ways to hear about them and get crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's just as much
going
on.
There's so much information.
I think it's a battery commercial. Have you ever seen that battery commercial where that chick's got her kid and he runs into the woods? And she's like, "Oh, Billy! Billy! No! Billy!
Sorry, go into the woods."
But luckily, they microchipped the kid.
Oh, yeah.
With this power is Duracell or whatever.
Is this the one you're talking about? Duracell?
Yeah, I think so.
Brickhouse. If you think all batteries are the same, consider this.
It was turns it back for a goddamn minute, and Billy just...
Kevin, can you hand me... That
Kevin. Turned to panic in an instant.
Kevin!
And everything depended on a brick house child locator.
Get out!
Packed inside every locator is the only battery brick house trusts.
Get out!
Even if you hold it
back, it
still has to work. Duracell. Trusted everyone.
What did that kid go, by the way? Did he see it? Because he came back with a red balloon.
One red balloon
on a string.
Oh, and the best part is, she's like, oh, yay, I found you. And the truth is, I would have come through with a flying clothesline.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, Kevin, you little son of a bitch! Kevin, you're going to pay for this. What are you doing? You little son of a bitch. Boom, DDT.
Yeah, my dad's commercial would have been different too.
God. Oh my God! Imagine I was at a park with my parents and I was like,
"Skididoo!"
And the Brister had to go into the woods to get you.
He would have tied a rope to me.
But you're right. He came back with a creepy red balloon. Who did he see? What happened to him?
Yeah, exactly. What happened in those? Well, Kevin's got
a guy. He was touching me.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, thank God for Duracell in therapy.
I don't understand. So wait, like the kid has a device on him?
Yeah.
Like a kid locator?
Yeah, it's like a chip.
They have those, right?
It for dogs, and I know they have them for dogs
and cats.
But they
don't implant it in the kid. It's just something that he wears.
A watch or something he wears.
No, like when I went to get a phone, this is a couple of years ago, they were really trying to upsell me. They were like, "Oh, sir, do you have kids?" And I was like, "Yeah, I got a couple of kids." They were like, "These wristbands will keep them safe." I'm like, "If they run away, they run away." But no, they were really trying to sell me on these wristbands.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, "Well, if a perv takes them, then you'll know exactly where the body is."
Yeah. unless they take the thing off them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that was my point.
I
want to
see if they show it in here.
Consider this. It was a beautiful day in the park.
Kevin, can you hand me a
that turned to panic in an instant.
Kevin!
And everything depended on a brick house child locator.
Kevin!
And packed kept inside every locator was the only battery Brickhouse trusts. Duracell. So even if you
just
hope you're
right for clown.
It still has to
George Clown.
Duracell. Trusted everyone.
With the guy with the bird, he was touching people on the leg. He gave me a balloon. It was a nice trade, I thought.
It was a clown with a lot of scars.
Yeah.
And he was touching people on the leg.
Yeah, everybody does think they should have played this.
Come on!
Yep.
Kevin's gone. Poor little Gabby.
Yeah, he's a little bastard, though, and he just disappeared right away. She's like, have a good day at the park, Kevin. And he's like... Comes back with a red balloon.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's terrifying.
Kevin was like 12 years old, and she had a stroller for him.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He wasn't 12.
I was like... Kevin was about to graduate high school. It looked like
exactly.
Look, he's a little guy.
No,
he looks too big for a stroller, though. I will say
that.
He's way too big for a stroller.
He drove them there.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
He's got a real dumb haircut.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
God! Sure he does. Why are you stupid hair?
Probably why you ran away to hang out with the hobo.
Where's exactly. your stupid hair?
It's an old man with a stick. He gave me this balloon.
Yes, he did. God!
Thank God Kevin's okay.
Duracell!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A county jail had to be shut down for several hours after a female inmate allegedly started a fire in a holding cell. Why? She was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire's warm.
Mm-hmm. It is.
This Native American is the correct term.
Yeah. Right?
I'm just making sure. Things change every day, it seems, in terms of political correctness.
Well, what correctness. Was your other idea?
Well, no. I'm just wondering. I just thought I heard someone say the other day that that's not cool anymore.
Oh, well,
Native
maybe.
American?
Yes.
That's the right one.
Yeah. No, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this Native American lady, Chanel Lee Jackson, was charged with first-degree arson, first-degree criminal mischief, and other counts after the fire was set in the jail.
Just don't say anything John Wayne would have said.
No, I'll try and stay away from John Wayne comments.
Okay.
A sheriff's deputy put out the blaze with a fire extinguisher. Why did she do it? She said, I'm cold. I don't know. I just got cold. I was cold for a while. Wanted to warm up. Set the fire.
Yeah.
According to police, a jail nurse examined her after the fire. It did discover a lighter on her person.
How'd she get that right up her bed?
In her Native American vagina. She had been arrested for allegedly refusing to pay for items at a convenience store, including a hot dog that she had shoved down her gullet and two beers she drank there and a few cigarettes she smoked in there. Well, she did everything in that store.
Yeah. Oh.
She had a hot dog, two beers, and some smokes?
Yeah.
Didn't pay for any of it. The clerk locked the door to prevent this woman from leaving. So they arrested her. When they got there, the police did. She was booked into the Jefferson County Jail. Charges of theft, trespassing, resisting arrest, and interfering with an officer. Total cost of the item she stole, $14.76.
Mm.
But now she faces charges of arson, criminal mischief, and reckless endangering as well. So she probably would have got out fairly soon.
Yeah, if she wouldn't have done that.
If she didn't set the jail on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, you ever had someone just start eating any of the dogs or anything that were rolling on the...
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
There's usually somebody on meth.
Ah, yeah.
So they come in super high. You can tell they're all drugged out and real twitchy, real itchy.
I'd have to be on meth to eat a roller dog.
No, they're not that bad.
No, they're not bad. No.
You'd be surprised. I'm never on
roller
meth.
Roller dogs?
And I'll eat a roller dog.
Yeah. I don't mind them.
I will never eat one of those things.
I just, listen, there's some stuff at gas stations I would be okay with. The fact that they just sit out there rolling in the public.
Yeah.
That's what I have an issue with.
Oh, I completely get it.
Yeah.
But once you let go of that fear and you You taste
embrace,
it. You
embrace the madness.
You let go of that fear.
The tastiest sausage you've ever had in your mouth.
Yep.
It's an odd fear.
Yeah, hot my dog, public rolling fear.
Gas stations, hot dogs.
Just gas station food in general, just because I used to work at one, it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
Well, I knew how much care I put into cleaning the roller grill. Mm-hmm. Exactly. As the assistant manager of the gas
you,
station.
James, yes. That's you. That's I'm sure that's a rarity.
CD your Make own sure roller
grill. I would still go to like a local place. I'm like, oh, you know, oh, man, they got the buffalo chicken roll-ups. I got to get me a couple of those.
Listen to the sound of that.
Delicious.
Buffalo chicken roll up.
It's like a chicken tender that they turned into a sausage, but they flavor it with buffalo style, like buffalo wings.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Put a little breading on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Roll it until done.
Yeah. Tasty snack you can get at the gas station.
Roll it until done.
How would you prefer your chicken roll up rolled today, sir?
Roll it until done.
I always have a question because I feel like some of the. How do you know those are done?
Everything comes pre-cooked. It's just frozen. Yeah. So you have to put it on the grill for so long. So you have to set a timer or you have to remember, oh, I put
because
these on the grill.
Because they all look like they're rolling. I'm like, well, those been there for 8 hours.
If you go to a gas station that knows what they're doing, they should have little cards on the roller grill that say, these aren't ready yet.
Oh, I've never seen that.
So you only pick from the area that's ready. Yeah, don't go beyond that sign.
Don't go beyond. Yeah, they got a little thing they put
roller
in.
Roller dogs.
Yeah.
These are good.
You make sure you pull your wieners from the proper location on the roller grill.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, good to know. Not that I plan on having any.
And I recommend the taquitos more so than like the actual hot dogs.
Ooh, I used to have. It would be only the drunkest of nights, but like there was like a foot long.
You bastard!
With the cheese, XL
with the cheese.
You had a foot long. Gas wiener?
Several gas wieners.
Long gas wiener.
You're striking me as the gas wiener type.
Well, it was, I guess, yeah, no, I mean, 7-Eleven, so there was be gas at some of them.
Dude, your toilet must have been devastated after that night.
Well, I had drank a lot, too, so there was nothing.
Double devastation.
Yeah.
Assume those hot dogs have been on there for at least 15 hours. They just look like it.
They do.
For sure. All like shrivelly wieners.
All 15 hours.
It looks like a mummified Johnson. It's been on there too long.
Yeah. But I almost trust those more than the sparkly ones.
Ooh, the mummified ones? No, they're all leathery. And like.
Mm. Yeah, but I know they're cooked.
I know they're cooked. Taking a bite out of one, but.
Yeah.
They're overcooked.
They're notorious for making those like stuff that isn't hot dogs into hot dog shaped things. They had a cheeseburger.
Oh, the cheeseburger ones are awesome too.
What is it? What are you talking about?
They have a wiener shaped cheeseburger.
Now these ones,
where
are they? Really? Like a taquito?
It looks like a hot dog. Okay, it looks like a turd. I'm gonna be honest. All right. It looks like a turd with corn in it.
Is there pictures on online?
It looks like a turd with corn in it.
And the corn is cheese.
The corn is cheese. Okay. So when you first see it, this is not for a novice roller grill.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
A diner. Okay.
Picture a zombie's penis.
Yes, a picture of zombie's penis.
Oh my god, it is a zombie.
Standing it up in a hot dog bun with some ketchup and mustard.
We
went to America last summer and we tried the most amazing cuisine.
Look at those things.
They have something there called a ham dog, which appears to be the genitalia of a zombie of some sort.
So it's just hamburger meat that's
rolled in a hot sausage.
It is not hamburger meat.
Instead of flattening it into a patty, they shoot into a
tube.
It is. Yeah.
Roller bites.
It's tube.
Cheeseburger
it's
roller bites.
Ground something.
Whatever it's supposed
with
to be.
With cheese curds.
But they can charge you double the price for that than what they can a hot dog.
Yep.
So there's more of a markup on those. But they are, if you can get past the fact that it looks like you're eating a zombie wiener or a turd.
It's not bad, huh?
It is good.
It does.
It is good.
That's it right there, right? Cheeseburger roller bites.
Yeah, look at that roller bites.
Yeah. See how the cheese kind of looks like corn?
God.
Look at that one.
Man, I have no idea what that is.
That's a guy. That's just something Greg made.
If you ever wanted to phyllate a zombie.
Oh, they actually sell molds you can make your own at home if you want to make your own.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what if you had a situation where you had no hamburger buns?
You only have hot dog buns.
And you only have hot dog buns.
I trust you have meat.
Yeah. And you're like, what can I do?
Lisa, if you made
and I don't feel like going to the store.
If Lisa made a ham dogger, I'd trust her.
I'll take a cheese dogger.
If a one-eyed gas station worker tells me they made me a ham dogger, I'm not eating it.
They're fresh. It's fresh to put on a grill 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is James playing the role of the one-eyed gas station worker.
Sorry, you can't hear my eyes closed.
You can't hear that my eyes closed?
You can't.
I promise you, put it on a grill 30 minutes ago. It's fresh.
Is there corn in there, sir?
No, it's cheese.
That ultimate burger
very nutritious cheese.
Yeah,
it's not like that cheese for the nachos. This is better cheese.
Lisa Way's ham dogger. I'd eat.
I need a homemade ham dogger or cheese dogger.
I'll tell you this. I'd get one of those. I'd get like.
Look
world. Jalapeno popper, cheese dogger.
Like, I'm not going to have you over to my house for dinner and be like, we're having ham doggers.
Yeah! You're going to be mad. I'm like, hey, at least I want a ham dogger.
I'd just be shocked. Yeah,
ham doggers.
Ham doggers, at least away way.
I think the invitation is the crazier
thing. I was going to say, I would just be shocked I was at her house.
You invite me over for dinner, at least I'll bring my own ham doggers.
Yeah.
James brings his own roller.
Yes. Ham doggers.
He'll set up his roller. Will's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Ripcord.
Ripcord. You want to speak out about roller products?
Speak out.
Roller products.
Go ahead. Thanks for your call.
You're on the
Chuck
line, caller.
Big roller.
Hey, Will.
Okay.
He's I work for a company that a substantial amount of those roller grill products.
You make the roller products?
Yeah, exactly. The company for makes them.
Okay. You're doing God's work, Will.
Like the cheeseburger ones and the buffalo chicken and all that stuff where it looks like a big elongated chicken nugget.
Yes.
Those types of products. They're actually not as bad as you think. They use, you know, all white meat, all real beef, that sort of stuff.
Well, but, you work for the goddamn company, so.
I was thinking the same thing.
What are you
going to
say? What are you going to say?
Give us some more propaganda. The roller grill propaganda there.
Come on, roller man.
Big roller hurt us.
Feel like
they make roller nugs?
But Will, hey, Will, if you're still listening, feel free to send me a case of those.
Oh, yeah.
Puss cheese dog, hot dog, hamburger things.
So wait, they make roller chicken?
Roller chicken.
Yeah, well, it's kind of be similar to like the buffalo chicken roller that I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like something you drive in. I'll take the roller chicken.
Right there.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken. There it is, right?
That's the first thing I went and bought to eat when I went out to Arizona for the Royal Rumble. I drug my girlfriend to the gas station that I used to go to, and I bought two of those.
Was it the one you used to work at?
No, it was
competing?
I would go to the competitor.
Oh, wow.
The competition had
better rollers. Better rollers.
The gas station I worked for launched the cheeseburger hot dogs.
Launched them.
To compete with the buffalo chicken one.
It's a fun day of cheeseburgers. All hands on deck. All hands on deck for this one.
It was roller food wars where I
worked. Oh, I bet. Because
that
I
was
bet.
The thing they saw the most profit on was food service stuff. So they're like the craziest and coolest food service inventions they can come up with. They were all about it.
Wow. Wow. It's a wild
time. Never knew of cheese doggers before today,
no.
But
it's changed your life, Dave.
It absolutely has.
For the positive.
We have roller turkeys because it's roller giving.
Roller
giving around here.
Yeah, it's like a turkey dog, but it's covered in stuffing, like gravy that rolls around. And you put like a raspberry
gravy
relish.
Gravy in it.
Yep.
Oh. It's like the middle is gravy.
Mm-hmm.
They put the beef around the gravy somehow. Turkey around the gravy. Then it's like a squished on layer of mashed potatoes.
Potato crust.
And then it is rolled in stuffing. And then it's
like
roller
Thanksgiving
grill.
On the go.
That's turkey doggers.
Yep.
You don't have time for Thanksgiving?
Trademark that. I'm not even kidding.
That's honestly.
Trademark it and protect it from the gas station I used to work for because they're coming for the idea.
Yeah. Sure are.
Yep. Serve that to your family.
Happy Roller's Giving.
Roller's Giving.
You know what? There's one of those places you used to work at. It's brand
right by
new
your place?
Right
yep.
by my house.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go in there and maybe sell that idea.
You should. Well, you want to talk to the corporate. You need to talk to somebody in the Phoenix area because that's where their headquarters
is. Yeah, this guy said, I ate one of those cheese doggers at a place a little north of Boston. I didn't even get out of the parking lot when I had to turn around, boot the bathroom door in, and almost crap my pants.
Like I said, it's not for the novice roller grill connoisseur, okay?
It's not.
Your insides need to be conditioned to accept some of these delicacies.
Bad. You can't even leave the gas station you've got to use.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Two birds, one stone.
No wonder it's such a mess in there.
It's Roller's Giving. My life.
It's Roller's Giving. Does everybody have their diaper?
I got to put the food on the roller grill. Then I got to clean up the bathroom after somebody comes in and eats off the roller grill.
Huh. Luke has a comment here. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Zombie peanut.
Good, yourself?
Good. You wanted to speak out about rollers.
Yes, I did. I was at the local gas station late night. It was about midnight.
Uh-huh.
And I'm inside waiting for the attendant. He was outside wiping down the gas pumps with a blue rag.
Yeah, the blue rag.
The one. Yeah.
The one they have.
Yeah. The blue rag.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes inside with that same blue rag and starts wiping down the hot dog roller.
No!
James would have never done that.
Right in front of him.
That was my employee. I would have wrote him up so
fast. And then he smiles at me and just asks me what I need.
Yep. Oh, my God.
The Blue Rag sounds like a horror film.
It is
a
Blue Rag.
Do you know how many things a Blue Rag can be used for? Right,
exactly. Think of all of them.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Ooh, nice Blue Rag.
I never anything good.
Just follow a clerk around and he's doing all ever. He's never lets go of that Blue
Sam,
Rag.
But the Blue Rag is a real thing.
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, I've seen the Blue Rag everywhere.
You get them, like, you get like 150 of them shipped to you at a time and you buy them.
I have them at my house.
Yeah.
The Blue Rag. It all started with a dirty bucket of water.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I went to like
the Blue Rag.
Just a couple weeks ago, I had some time to kill before I met my wife. So I went and grabbed a salad at this like diner type place.
Yeah.
I saw this girl use the Blue Rag. Mm-hmm. She wiped a spot off the floor. And then wiped the
table.
No,
she did. Yeah. She did. Did you get up and leave?
I was already three quarters through my salad. She wiped the floor. Something had spilled. She wiped it and then went right to the table with it. The Blue Rag.
The Blue Rag. You can drop it in a fish tank and every fish will go tits up in seconds. Killed an entire aquarium just by dropping a corner of it. Ooh, spot on your silverware, you say? Well, just let me get the Blue Rag. Yeah! Spit shined for you. There you go. Right courtesy of the Blue Rag.
Sounds like a criminal organization.
It sure does.
You'll cross the Blue Rag, I tell ya. Then you got them after ya. They watched him pleasure himself and finish in the Blue Rag.
The Blue Rag!
Took it outside, wiped a gas tank. You can wash anything. Your feet. The table.
You can
wipe lipstick off a glass.
Anything you want sanitized.
The Blue Rag. The Blue Rag then fell into the windshield wiper area. And we still used it for food. They pulled it out. And he cleaned off
that's
the chicken
fries. That's so nasty, though. That dude was cleaning the gas pumps and then walks inside and cleans the rollers with the same Blue Rag.
Yeah, that's not the appropriate.
That's not, no. No, there's enough Blue Rags you could grab another one.
There's plenty.
There's but one Blue Rag.
You're supposed to use a different rag on the roller grill than what you use in, on the pumps. You're supposed to use a different rag on the counters and the floors than what you're using on everything else.
Time saver. One Blue Rag left. Employees need a shower, huh? We'll just grab you a Blue Rag.
Oh, God.
And then use it again and again on that. He squeegeed his windows and his balls. With the Blue Rag.
Coming this Halloween, the Blue Rag.
Take that, Jordan Peele.
You see a guy, like, dead with a Blue Rag in his mouth?
That's how it ends.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A woman on a flight in Spain flipped out because they didn't have Pepsi. One witness describing her as a demon.
Ah, yes.
Here's a little taste of this woman's flip out on this flight here.
Is that a flask?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a flask.
Yeah. She was described by the airline as the worst passenger ever. She went on a vodka-fueled rampage on a flight that was packed with British tourists. She began screaming and swigging from a flask.
She's in charge of the exit row, by the way.
Yep. This is all because they didn't serve her Pepsi.
A lot of chaos over Pepsi lately. Wasn't there another story about
Pepsi? Pepsi's so excited about this.
Yeah, that's
Pepsi's never had so much press.
No.
That's their whole Super Bowl commercial.
A 38-year-old British tourist caught the same plane after flying from Lisbon to Lisbon from Manchester said he'd never seen anything like it. Her behavior was so bad, the captain has banned her from the airline. And as soon as they landed, she was arrested. She was getting out of her seat. Her face was bright red. Her hands turned into claws. She looked like a demon. They said she was the worst passenger I've ever seen on any airline, and I fly all year long. They said it was like she was possessed. I wonder if they show any of that, her getting up.
She wasn't possessed. She was Pepsi.
She had a Pepsi-geist.
Yeah, that must be at the end when they don't show her getting up on this video.
Oh, someone tried to...
Oh, yeah, someone's trying to calm her down. Like, hey, it's just Pepsi, bitch.
Yeah, they've got Coke. It's better.
This is just Pepsi, bitch.
Come on.
Relax.
All you have is RC Cola.
So you mentioned that she was sitting next to the fire exit, and that was a big fear for some of the people on the plane. They were worried that she was going to try and literally pull something.
Oh, the second you start doing that.
They moved me for making a joke.
Oh, yeah.
They should have moved that lady.
Yeah. I would have rear naked choked her. I would have been like, don't worry, I got this.
Yeah.
Rear naked choke out.
Yep. Sleepy, sleepy time. They couldn't. I can't believe they let her sit there still. That's insane.
Yeah, someone trade.
Is it going to be a problem that this lady's speaking a dead language by the door here and drinking from a flask? I don't know if she's mentally fit to be the emergency door person. Anybody else seeing this? Like,
you moved that other guy because he was like, said he didn't like responsibility.
Yeah, the fat guy was sitting there. He made a simple joke. You made him move.
He told you afterwards he was kidding.
He was totally kidding. I don't. He might have had a flask too, but I can't confirm nor deny that.
Yeah. Why did they move you out of the exit row again? You said you wouldn't help in the event of emergency?
I said they almost moved me, I guess, because I said that I don't handle pressure well, and I was joking.
Right.
Yeah. Because, you know, and it's funny, there was someone in the row with me one time where they weren't understanding the question. The girl was like, I need a verbal mm-hmm. response. And the person was just like, mm-hmm. nodding their head.
Yeah.
They just like, no, I need a verbal mm-hmm. response.
So they didn't know what verbal meant?
They came up to me and were like, sir, are you mentally fit to open this door? And I was like, I don't handle responsibility well. And then she was like,
good old Andy joke.
Yeah, she was like, we don't like jokes right now. She's like, what do we need to move you? And I was like, no, I'm fine. I just was kidding. I'm sorry. And I wasn't going, donde esté la deliciosa guerrilla. Que te otana Coca-Cola. Beria son dos just made a joke.
Yeah,
seems a lot more lighthearted than that situation.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, the lady's head's turning around all the way here, and they're like, freaking anybody else out? Or... Also, I need a belt extender.
And a pillow, if you could.
Yeah, different situations, I guess.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.